The Bomber boys moved into a tie for third place in the 5A West with Russellville following their 52-47 victory over the Panthers. Mount's home led throughout the game, but their lead was never insurmountable for Greenbrier. The Bombers did build a double-digit advantage in the final quarter. The Panthers did make a comeback and cut the game back to one possession. Mount's home was able to hold off Greenbrier for a 5-point win. Red Gilbert led the Bombers with 14 points and Braden Dewey added 13. Aiden Berry hit 6 three-pointers and scored 23 points for the Panthers. Mount's home improves to 20-9 on the season and 8-5 in the league. Greenbrier falls to 13-16 and 3-10. The Lady Bombers began the evening by topping the Lady Panthers at 53-41. It was an unusual first half as both quarters started with a delay due to a malfunctioning shot clock. Mount's home struggled with their shots in the second quarter as they were held to just 3 points, and Greenbrier went to the locker room up one at the break. The offense picked up in the second half for the Lady Bombers as they put up 20 points in the third quarter and 19 in the final period on their way to a 12-point victory. Mount's home was led by Lakin Moore with 15 points, Jayla Yonkers had 11, and Livy Fosnes chipped in 10. Destry Steele provided 14 points for the Lady Panthers, and Jade Steele finished with 12. The Lady Bombers are now 21-8 overall and 10-3 in conference play. Greenbrier drops to 11-17 and 6-7. In other 5A West girls action, Harrison lost to Russellville 81-51, Van Buren beat Siloam Springs 50-31, and Greenwood routed Alma 81-44. On the boys' side, Harrison upset Russellville 88-84 in overtime, Van Buren defeated Siloam Springs 61-44, and Alma topped Greenwood 74-56. Mount's home will wrap up the regular season on Friday as they host Alma for senior night. The Lady Bombers have already secured a number 3 seed in next week's Class 5A state tournament. Mount's home's boys will get the same seed if they defeat the Airedales and Van Buren beats Russellville. I'm Matt Sharp reporting.